that's very important for the people of Donegal and people with disabilities, the management of facilities that house them in the county. There's the HSE run, and I think it's also very important nationally as well, in addition to the issues that have to be dealt with there. So I think it has to be discussed in the Dáil. Unfortunately, the only mechanism is to apply for a topical issue on each day, and hopefully it will be accepted, because it certainly is topical, and I think it's something that should be discussed and to be debated in the House.
And it's an important one, because many people may say these are reports in Donegal, it's limited to Donegal. You believe deputies in other areas should be looking very carefully at this, because there's nothing to say this isn't happening in Westmeath, this isn't happening in Kerry, this isn't happening in Waterford.
Yeah, that's the problem, and the report highlights management problems locally in the county, but also at a regional HSE level and at a national level as well. So that affects, at a national level, affects the whole country, and we see how the HSE have responded to issues in relation to the CAM situation in Kerry, and so that there's something badly wrong with the HSE, and that needs to be addressed, and I think that by addressing them at all and having the minister come into it all is the way to do that. I hope that the Cancola sees that and tonight this issue, because I think it is important and it certainly is topical as well.
You were complimentary toward Minister Anne Rabbitt at the time of the Brandon report and believe the minister was sincerely trying to get to the bottom of it. The minister was sincere in her actions. Do you believe she will give this similar attention and that she will give this similar priority?
Yes, I do, and I must say that if only for Minister Anne Rabbitt, this wouldn't be getting the attention it is getting, and ECHO wouldn't even have carried out that inspection that they have done. So I think that's a tribute to her and her commitment to ensuring that this process does be resolved. And I think that she's continuing to work to try and force the HSE, and it's shocking when you think of it that there's a minister of the government and the HSE are ignoring her as well. And that's the issue, and that's the problem. And I've said it before, but I think that the HSE seem to have the impression that we work for them rather than them working for all the people of Ireland.